Waiver Wired is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet and you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Welcome to week 17. It's championship week for your fantasy football teams. I'm Jen Piacenti, joined by Eddie Murphy as always. We're here to help you get that championship win. It is Wednesday afternoon. We asked for questions today. We got a lot, and we've got a lot of news dropping. So hang on to your hats. We're going to go through it as quickly as we can, try to get you guys set up to win this weekend. Eddie, first off, how was your holiday? How was Christmas? I think you went home.
I did. I went home. And Jen, I hope you had an awesome Christmas, Christmas Eve with friends, family, whatever you did. I hope your weather was a lot better than mine. Because like you said, I did go home. And like to tie this into football, the game we love and watch. I mean, I almost felt like a player, but I felt sympathy for them being outside in this cold, like the Bills Bears game, for example, just seeing how cold it looked on TV with like just the breath coming out of their mouths and the steam coming off their heads. And Friday the 23rd, I did have to go to New York City for a quick moment. And it was probably the coldest stretch I've ever felt in my entire life. So The entire, you know, league was dealing with these cold weather games. And I was like, boy, this is so bad. It's so rough for these players. Like, I don't even know how they function. Like I thought my ears are going to fall off. So it was really as bad as it gets. So just a tough week for all these guys that had to play in those very, very cold weather games.
Yeah. It's like another question to me as to whether, well, we'll get into this, like, with these extra games being added and your fantasy football championships getting pushed back later into the season, it's just kind of a bummer. Last week would have been the championship week a couple years ago.
Right.
It would have been tough with the weather, but now we have a chance for more weather, more people being rested, more injuries this week. And it's right on your holidays. Like, could this be more inconvenient? Because I was thinking about all these people that were in tough matchups that must have been in the worst mood on Christmas. And like, we're already so bad at putting away our phones. I mean, raise your hand if you were compulsively checking your phone at Christmas dinner when you shouldn't have been.
Right? Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, of course.
So anyway, that's a whole nother rant I'm sure will go on. What's really important though, everybody, is if you want your holidays to keep going, I mean, next weekend is New Year's Eve, right? Like, we're going to have our championship belts by Monday. We'll have locked those up. But if you want to hang out with us the following week, you have your opportunity because we're hitting the road. Extra Points Live Propapalooza is sponsored now by Crown Royal too. So I don't know if it gets much better than that. All of Extra Points talent will appear for a meet and greet and a live podcast at the Jimmy Kimmel Club in Las Vegas on Monday, January 9th from 2 to 3:30. And then immediately after, you can stay and watch the College Football Nationals Championship with us. However, if TCU happens to be so lucky as to get that far, you will be forced to root for TCU because it is Jen's alma mater. Just have to put that caveat in there. So it's called the Extra Points Live Propapalooza, and you can get your tickets right now on either Ticketmaster or at Vegas.com. But there's even more, guys. Okay. So let's say you're not that into college football. I get it. Unless you're a Horned Frog, maybe you're not. We're also doing a watch party for the week 18 games, which will be at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club as well. We're going to watch all 18 games from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then later, this is the best part. You can go see Megan Gailey do a live comedy show at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. You can also get those tickets at Ticketmaster and Vegas.com. So come join us. Come be in on the fun. It's going to be an awesome weekend with a lot of awesome people celebrating this wonderful sport we all love called football.
It's awesome. I mean, we're very lucky. We roll right in from the holidays. You got Christmas into New Year's, into then us all hanging out together, watching these games together. It should be an awesome, awesome matchup. And Jen, I do know that, you know, speaking of Megan Gailey doing live comedy, I do know that podcast is rooting for the TCU Horned Frogs. So you have some supporters there. So it's going to be an awesome time. And I really hope everyone comes.
I hope we make it to the championship. I'm going to be watching that, obviously, for New Year's Eve. I mean, I know it's a long shot. I think we're plus 1,400 to win it all. But hey, you know, listen, that St. Peter's got rid of Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA tournament this year. And That paid big. Rich Strike won an 80-1 long shot to win the Kentucky Derby. Anything can happen. I'm just talking you up, Frogs.
Like, it could be the team of destiny. I mean, Max Duggan, like, a heck of a season by him. So I think it could be the 2-3 could be a very, very good game.
It could be really fun. Now, I have maybe an even bigger announcement to make, even bigger than the Propapalooza. It's the League of Leagues, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
It's me versus Cousin Sal in a grudge match. That's right, Eddie. We will be duking it out. I told you there was a 3 out of 4 chance somebody from this podcast network would make it to the finals. There is a 100% chance someone from the Extra Points Podcast Network is going to win the football portion of the League of Leagues. Now, to be fair, this is a 3-sport league. Mm-hmm. So in order to really win the whole league, you have to have enough points from where you finish with baseball, with football, with NBA. But that being said, I still have a lot of pride on the line here. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie.
No offense to Sal, but I mean, you know that, Jen, I am rooting for you. Always team waiver wired. Sal definitely will be listening to this, trying to get any insight on which way you're leaning with certain matchups. But I will say, I do, since our network is known for these Kappa consequences, sometimes silly or the physical challenges we have to do, I just want to see, like, something has to be laid out, because I've been part of a lot. I've been part of a lot of Kappa consequences for various teams. So I want to see something on the line between you guys. And I just want to know, would you rather do like a physical challenge or something like silly, like I did, where you put a piece of like tuna on your head or have like gravy dumped on it? What would you prefer?
I would say nothing messy.
Nothing messy. Okay.
Cause I did the pie challenge a few years ago and I'm just kind of like over that. I had to take too many pies to the face and it was just like not fun. But I don't know. I'm open to ideas.
That's only if you lose also, which we figured it'll win.
It is only if you lose. Yeah. It is only if you lose. I don't know. Maybe we should do this thing where like we have to wear, I would say wear the other person's jersey, but we're both Cowboys fans.
That's true.
Maybe some kind of a situation like that where the other person has, oh, I know. Maybe we should do the bobblehead. Like Sal has to, I get to put Sal's head on any bobble. He has to put his head on any bobblehead I choose, and then I can display it. I don't know. I got to think. Maybe it needs to be meaner than that. I'm not very good at the mean stuff.
Something will come of this, I can tell you.
I was panicking because there was a typo in our waiver wired rundown, mm-hmm. and it said Nick Chubb wasn't going to play the next 2 weeks, or he is going to play the next 2 weeks is the report, but it was a typo. And I started to panic because I have Chubb in that league. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to, I mean, it's fine. I do have backups. I'm not that, you know, mm-hmm. ditzy, but I still, you don't want to have to sit Nick Chubb, but now I'm going to have to think about it.
I think the theme of this pod, as we'll get into it, it seems like a lot of these guys that we thought were locks to play are now going to be out. And they were, like I said before, a lot of news did break. We're recording this on a Wednesday, and it's a lot of people who are in the championship are going to have to play sometimes the backups back up, because it's been brutal. And Jen, you're pointing out that normally we would have had the championship week already, that week of very, very cold football games across the nation. And it's not, it's this upcoming week. So those who have made it, you know, well done, but you have one more hurdle to climb, and it's probably the toughest hurdle because of all these players who are out.
And as bad as this is, imagine if you have your fantasy championship in week 18. So this mm-hmm. is my yearly disclaimer. You should not have your fantasy championship in week 18. Just don't do it. It's not fair to anyone. You've worked your tush off all year. It's hard enough to have to do it in week 17. Okay, everybody, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Have you been betting with the Caesars Sportsbook and Casino app? If so, keep it up, because every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means win or lose, you're getting closer to amazing perks like game tickets, free stays, bonuses, and more. And if not, well, when you get started, your first bet is on Caesars. Register with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a free bet. 21 and older only, offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 or more wager only must register with an eligible promo code. Bet amount of a qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit is $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to a
account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe Bossier Casino in Harrah's, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369.
Let's talk about some of that crazy news. My understanding is that Tua Tagovailoa is definitely starting this weekend and Sal should use him. Everybody else is Teddy Bridgewater, but don't tell Sal. And you know, Tua has the best passer rating in the league, even ahead of Patrick Mahomes. So I'm a little nervous. I know that Sal's definitely going to use Tua. Don't use Tua this weekend. We're going to talk about waiver ads in a minute. Quarterback is difficult this week. Now, I want to take full responsibility for Joel, who apparently lost by 1 point because he started Justin Fields over Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers. And he asked me who I would start. And I said I would start Justin Fields. And to be fair, I did start Justin Fields last week in the league. I'm sorry, Joel.
Yeah, he sent me the screenshot of that, and losing by a single point is tough. And I mean, look, Fields, you're not wrong in the theory that Fields was probably the guy to play all year long. I know I did tell Joel that it's like the one thing I would be a little skeptical is like he is missing some guys, but usually with quarterback, as you trust in them to figure it out. And well, Jen, you did
when
point
Vegas
out
his, has his rushing yards prop at 78 exactly. and a half.
His legs are everything. Yeah,
and he rushes for 7 yards. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, you know, I don't know. That being said, I'm starting him again this week. I know that may sound crazy, but I'm willing to do it because it's Detroit and this game has the highest game total of the week. I'm starting both quarterbacks in this game. Jared Goff is amazing at home. I think that you know, Fields, there's nothing for them to save him for. He still needs to get better and better. And yes, mm-hmm. if he's really injured, you know, watch the practice reports, all of that. But for the most part, I think I'm still going with Justin Fields as a top start this week. Unless if you feel uncomfortable, I understand a lot of people are asking me, say, between Dak and Fields. That's tricky too, because mm-hmm. now we know that Dak is going to be playing versus the Titans, who are going to have a mostly backup team. Maybe they'll get ahead early and maybe they'll rest him. Now, I don't think they're going to rest him too early because there is still the outside shot. They win the division. I know it's a long shot, but they also just need to get back to their winning ways and get feeling winning. I don't know why Tennessee wouldn't also want to try to win with Malik and give him some help, because I don't know how they think they're going to beat the Jaguars. Anyway, whatever. Derrick Henry may not be playing is the point of this conversation. So that was big news that broke today.
I'm very shocked by that. I mean, I know this is usually the time where Derrick Henry comes alive. We've seen him plenty of seasons where he gets better and better as time goes on. I know the Jaguars right now look to have kind of the division on hold, but it's still possible for these Titans to win, even despite the injuries to Tannehill and they're all banged up. Seeing Derrick, you know, King Henry being gone, I mean, you could pretty much just kiss their hopes goodbye to win the AFC South. And, hopefully it seems like they're just wrapping this up. They have no intentions of, you know, obviously going to playoffs. They want Henry to be healthy for next year and beyond.
But here's the deal. I don't think that's true, because actually, believe it or not, even if the Jaguars win this week and the Titans lose, if the Titans beat the Jaguars next week, they still clinch the division. So what they're thinking is, I mean, it's weird. It doesn't seem like it could be right, but I went over this math 100 times. What they're thinking is save Henry for next week. And that's more the reason why I think he doesn't play, even though I don't agree with the decision.
Yeah, I don't.
He's unhealthy, obviously. Don't play him.
I don't love the idea of giving up a game to get ready for the next one. I agree.
I don't like it either.
We have to remember their GM John Robinson was fired midseason, and Mike Vrabel is a coach who's constantly in the conversation for Coach of the Year because of what he does with a roster that is really not that great. They've missed on a ton of draft picks, and I think that Malik Willis is one who's starting now. They took him in the draft last year, coming out of Liberty. I think that. This is just me guessing, but I think the internal dialogue of the organization is Malik Willis probably isn't the guy, and I think that's kind of leading to why we're seeing Derrick. If Derrick Henry knew that they had a real chance, I feel like Derrick Henry would play. He's a tough guy, and he's even with the amount of carries he gets year after year. There may be a big change this offseason with the Tennessee Titans.
Some other shocking quarterback news, if you will. Jarek Stidham will be starting for the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Raiders also, and they actually have less of a chance than the Titans, mm-hmm. but they are technically still on the bubble of a playoff berth, but the writing is on the wall here. Here's a question for you. Are we sure that we trust Josh McDaniel's evaluation of a player more than we trust Derek Carr's abilities? I mean...
I don't trust Josh McDaniels at all. I think, I'm not going to out anyone, but I have heard some things through some very important sources that their relationship isn't the best. And I think that definitely leads to it. It seems like Josh McDaniels is a guy that's big on using his guys. Derek Carr was not his guy. And, it's a very they bring in Devontae Adams, the best friend of Derek Carr, obviously college teammates in Fresno, has a great season with him. And it just now you're essentially benching him because they're going to cut him in the offseason. I mean, he will no longer be a Raider. I don't think Josh McDaniels has done anything this year to prove that he deserves to start off next season with a new quarterback. I think anything, this team is underachieved. They should have won way more games than they did. You had a great year from Josh Jacobs. I know there were some injuries, Waller and Renfro, but this roster, they had a bad, they missed on a lot of draft picks. They had the most amount of cuts from first round picks the last 4 years. A lot of things went wrong, and I'm not going to pin it all on Derek Carr. I know he did not play great, did throw a lot of interceptions. We did expect better of him, but I don't think this is the point where we say that this is all on Derek Carr. I trust Josh McDaniels because I certainly don't.
I don't either. And if I'm Devontae Adams, I'm not happy because I came to play with Derek Carr. I mean, yes, it's probably a lot nicer to live in Vegas than in Green Bay. I don't argue that, but we saw the breakup between Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and we were like, oh, will Patrick Mahomes still be Patrick Mahomes without Tyreek Hill? Would Tyreek Hill still be Tyreek Hill without Patrick Mahomes? The answer was yes. They're both still phenomenal at their position, and the breakup meant nothing. They're both thriving in their new lives, unlike Tom Brady and Giselle. But anyway, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, I'm not so sure that breakup actually worked out that well for either of them. I mean, Devontae Adams was still good, as you said, mm-hmm. but he's not going to the playoffs. If these two were together on either team, it would be going to the playoffs.
I think so. I think Rodgers probably wishes he had Devontae Adams back there. I'm not so sure if Devontae Adams felt the same way. I'm not sure if he wanted to stay in Green Bay.
I don't think he wanted to stay in Green Bay.
I don't think, but
I do think that he's probably PO'd that he may not even be with Derek Carr.
Sure. I definitely think that. I mean, he wanted to go to Vegas, back then it was Oakland years ago. And when Green Bay re-signed him. And I think now, obviously he has no control of what the organization decides, but Derek Carr is getting paid a lot of money. And it's one of those things, it wasn't, I guess, statistically not a bad choice for fantasy, players and his fantasy season. Obviously he may break his target record. He already has 12 touchdowns. He's, right there at the 1300 yard mark. So he's having a great season. And Derek Carr did find him, but just something about this team. And also remember, Jen, when they had Rich Bisaccia finish that season last year, all the players kind of bought into him. They were writing, he was writing all these handwritten notes to players. People loved him. And then you go and bring in Josh McDaniels, who already failed once in Denver, doesn't have the best reputation, really outside of New England. And then you go bring him in and everyone's kind of teams are big into chemistry. And I just feel like this does not work out. And unfortunately for Carr, he's the quarterback. They get the brunt of the blame.
But what if you have Devontae Adams on your fantasy team? This is trouble. He has not been good the last couple of weeks, and you may have squeaked through. Anyway, now you've got Jarek Stidham, who's never had an NFL start, versus the number one defense in the league. They're allowing only 15.3 points per game. This is a nightmare for fantasy managers.
It is.
So what are our nightmares this week? Derrick Henry. that's probably really only the Titans, only Titans player you're really worried about, but right. It kind of then pivots to, do we start to worry about Dallas players because of what Tennessee is doing? I'm still starting on my Dallas players. I also like to know where I am after Thursday night. I don't see how you're not, even if you get half a game from CD and Dak, that could really help you. Mm-hmm. I'm even more willing to start whoever is healthy among Zeke and Pollard, because the Titans run defense has been really tough, but maybe there's a bunch of guys not playing. They're going to be using a bunch of backups. So I'm more willing to do that. If you need to replace Derrick Henry, the number one target is Tyler Algier, who is facing Arizona. They have been a cake matchup as of late. Number two after that is Chuba Hubbard, who has a healthy share of that two-man committee in Carolina. And you may say, oh, but it's a tough Bucs run defense. Well, actually, both he and Foreman had double-digit fantasy points in week 7 when they faced the Bucs. So it is an option. No chance you're getting Cam Akers at this point. That matchup is excellent, but he's already rostered. If you need to go a lot deeper than that, you can tweet me and we'll try to figure it out. But hopefully one of those two guys is available and people haven't been making moves through the playoffs to block you.
Yeah, this really is the championship weekend of like which backup quarterback or sometimes backup quarterback do you trust the most? Like that's where a lot of players in the championship are really sifting through right
Mike
now.
Mike White, right? Yeah. Colt McCoy is probably back. That helps a little if you have D-Hop. Colt McCoy is probably back. You've got maybe Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I loved that situation. We may not have Jalen Hurts. Gardner Minshew, you should be fine starting, right?
Agreed.
As far as backup quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson may not be around. You've got Tyler Huntley. I mean, really, there's, you know.
We're also forgetting that like some that are playing well, like a Brock Purdy, a Sam Darnold is the last really few weeks. I mean, Atlanta has
Desmond Ritter about starting, that on the
who's struggled. Yeah. So there have been some who have been good. You mentioned Minshew, obviously great very game.
And that's where it gets tricky. You're like, am I worried about Justin Fields? Is he going to stink like he did last week? Is he injured? Is it bad? And do I start Brock Purdy or Mike White instead? I think we're going to have a lot of questions when we get to them.
Oh, yes.
About that. Christian Watson is still day-to-day with a hip injury, which is an interesting development. So keep your eye on that. They really need to win this game. And Minnesota has allowed the most passing yards to opposing quarterbacks this year. So Aaron Rodgers should be in a good spot. Of course, he was in a good spot last week, too. And it didn't quite pan out. That was kind of... Anyway, it is what it is. Those are the major headlines. I just want to make sure we hit these major headlines. Oh, the Broncos fire their head coach. This is a tricky one because Russ totally tore up Kansas City just a few weeks ago, week 14, I think it was. So, you know, if you've lost a lot of quarterbacks, it's gross, but after firing their head coach, teams somehow often just rally randomly and do well. And Kansas City is easy to put up a lot of points on. They're really great offensively, but they're terrible defensively. You can put points up on them, and that's what we need for fantasy.
Yeah, I was shocked by that Seahawks game, especially because they really don't cover at home. We saw what Russ did to them, so that was the disappointment. I did pick the Seahawks that we got that wrong. I think this firing had to happen. Obviously, a terrible situation. If you put the pieces together, it looks like is the Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett in hopes that Aaron Rodgers was going to be their quarterback. And I think that for some reason, Aaron Rodgers works well with him. We've seen this before in the past too, where teams hire a coach associated with Aaron Rodgers and does not work out. My Giants hired Ben McAdoo, obviously was coaching Aaron Rodgers. So I think, not that Russell Wilson at the time was a bad plan B option, but giving up all those picks in the salary obviously is going to hamstring him. A lot of people are saying, will he return to form? Can we trust him in fantasy again? Personally, I think if they get the right coach, I think you could do that because we don't really see, he's 34 years old. You don't normally see quarterbacks with a Hall of Fame trajectory fall off like this.
Like
the only really difference was this coach. And I think this coach was fired. And, you know, the, I think the family that the Walmart family that bought this team is going to do everything they can to flip it back around, because this division, you know, with the Raiders kind of going through a change right now, the Chargers are very up and down. Obviously you have the mainstay, which is the Chiefs, but I think this division certainly can get them a wild card. And that's what people expected too. And I still have faith in Russ. This is a lost season, obviously dealt with the injuries to Javonte Williams, and obviously they lost Patrick in the offseason. There have been some offensive line play not great. So there are some things you could tweak, and I think Russ could be better in the future.
I think he probably could too. And so I'm kind of interested in this week. Like if I'm doing a DFS lineup, I'm 100% doing a lineup with Russ in it. No doubt about it. But as far as like telling you to start him for your week 17, it's a high risk, high reward play, like sure. Very high risk, but also very high reward. So it probably just depends on, you know, if you see how things are stacking up Thursday night, what kind of a dice roll you need to make. It's tricky, guys. Week 17, I think we have to remember, like, we fight all year, we want to win, but there is some luck involved, and it is how it is. You know, who expected Justin Herbert to put up like 6 fantasy points last week in that matchup? And by the way, his receivers were great, which again proves that your fantasy wide receiver can perform really well, even if the quarterback doesn't. So it's, you know, we're going to do our best. And I think most of us are going to take home trophies because we're figuring it out. I do like Mike White being back.
I think the Jets do too. I think you could see the player, there's comments from the players that, you know, I believe it was CJ Mosley on the defense saying like, oh yeah, the offense rallies around him. Not something you want to hear not being said about your second overall pick. So I think the Jets are happy Mike White is back. I know I was definitely harsh on him. I thought he was a late round pick and a back quarterback for a reason, but there's something about the team having a little extra juice when someone not named Zach Wilson's quarterback.
Well, I'm not like so huge on Mike White for Mike White necessarily. I think he'll be fine. But I do think he upgrades the weapons around him.
Totally.
Like Zonovan Knight has like the second best matchup this week with Seattle. And Seattle, what they're so weak at versus the run is not just running, but like running backs who catch. And Mike White targets his running backs like all the time. So that's exciting. It's still nerve-wracking to start Zonovan Knight in your championship week. I have a situation where I may have to make that decision. One of the games I'm really looking forward to is actually Bengals and Bills this week. Because even though they both have really good defenses, I think really good offenses push each other. And I think that could end up being a really great game for your fantasy lineups.
Per Vegas, I mean, it right now, just a quick glance, I think it is the second highest point total they have, only thing behind the Bears Lions. Obviously they're playing that game in a dome, so 49.5 right now as we're recording this, it's pretty high. So I think Vegas agrees with you, Jen.
I think good, I'm glad finally Vegas is coming around to my way of thinking. Okay everybody, we'll be right back after this quick break. All right. I don't know that there are any more general comments. We're going to, you know, come back in following weeks and kind of wrap up and give our opinions on the season and then start talking about fantasy playoffs. But I think the most important thing right now is to get to the questions. We have a lot. And I think a lot of, they're going to apply to a lot of people, the answers. So let's go ahead and grab them. Thank you guys for everybody who writes in. We enjoy answering your questions and participating with you, and hope you come participate with us in person in Las Vegas the weekend of January 8th.
Absolutely. And yes, I echo everything Jen said. Keep tweeting at us, Extra Points Pod. We'll get them all. Obviously, you can tweet at Jen Piacente, that Eddie Murphy. We'll find them, try to help you out. And we're not going anywhere because obviously we'll have the playoff lineups to get to. But for championship week, your questions, start up this one. We just brought up Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. So at Tony Baloney 10, great handle. He's asking Joe Burrow or Justin Fields this week.
That is a really tough decision. I think technically I might have Fields quote unquote ranked higher because of how he can run on the Detroit Lions. He put up massive numbers last time these two played. It's such a great matchup, but if you have injury concerns and yes, he's down weapons, Joe Burrow is such a good start this week. So I would say start Burrow if you need a floor and start Fields if you really need a ceiling. If you can see the projected point total, that's probably the way I would go I feel a little bit safer with Burrow.
Okay. We have a question here from Tommy Uxilla, asking, should I give up on Jamal Williams or turn to Bam Knight, Dallas Goedert, Van Jefferson, or Paris Campbell? And it's a PPR league.
Okay, no way I'm turning to Paris Campbell. That is not an option. Van Jefferson is not an option. So it comes down to Bam Knight or Dallas Goedert. Okay, Jamal Williams, actually a decent start, right? The matchup is good. The Bears have been poor versus running backs. And Jamal Williams is likely to just get you goal line carry. It's just a touchdown play. He could also run. So I'm probably would actually still lean Jamal Williams, but Bam Knight has the best matchup of all of them. I mean, it is just so, so good. The only question is, I like that it's, and it's PPR, which is good for Zonovan Knight. The only question is, how much do you trust Mike White? All of that. If it's my team, I'm probably going to ride the risk and take Zonovan Knight.
And part two here from Tommy, Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith?
Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith. I think I'm going to go actually Kirk Cousins here. He could actually be playing from behind. It's a high game total. I know they don't have much to play for, so he could get set. So that's probably the biggest concern. But Seattle, you know, the New York Jets pass defense has been pretty tough. And he's likely without Tyler Lockett. So I'm going to go Cousins here.
Yeah, Lockett dealing with the finger injury, broken finger. Just quickly looked up the weather in Seattle, because I think those are two things. There's very few places, or rather, that don't affect fantasy outcome. I think the Seattle's home field advantage with a younger, inexperienced quarterback like Mike White could play a factor, especially with him getting the ball to Bam Knight. And then also the weather there being miserable, but not so bad, actually. 46 degree, high of 46, 30% chance of any precipitation. So if you do have to roll with Geno Smith, not the worst conditions there. Thank you, Tommy, for asking that question. Moving on here, back to quarterbacks, Mahomes or Dak? This is coming in from Brad.
I'd probably just stick with Mahomes here. You know, I mean, they're both excellent. They both don't have to play the full game. They both could get pulled early. He's probably just a little less likely to throw an interception, but it's not a great matchup for Mahomes, and he wasn't great versus Denver. So it's pretty tricky. I would probably just still go with Mahomes just because overall he is, as much as I'd say it, he is the superior quarterback, but they're both like top five for me.
All right. Got a question from a two-parter from Zeta here. First part, should I bench Derrick Henry for Pacheco or Singletary? Obviously, now with the news that Henry is doubtful, I'm guessing just a toss-up here between Pacheco or Singletary.
Yeah. Let me just quickly run something real quick. I don't really particularly like Pacheco now that McKinnon is there and the Denver defense is pretty good, right? And it was Singletary. That's not a good matchup either. I'd go Singletary though, if I'm leaning one way or the other.
And part two, for Zeta, it's a super flex league. Should I start Nick Foles versus the Giants or George Pickens?
Well, do we even know Foles is starting?
I haven't seen anything otherwise, but you know,
Why would they start Ellinger at this point? Like, what is the point?
I think that, that's honestly a great question, because I still believe they're trying to tank. So I in their minds, they think that Nick Foles somehow gives them the best chance to tank over Ellinger. I don't know why that is. Maybe they don't want to.
Okay. If this is a typo and you meant Kenny Pickett and not George Pickens, then Kenny Pickett is the start. So I just want to start with that. If it's not a typo and you are deciding between a wide receiver and a quarterback, I would still probably lean quarterback here. But I don't really like either of these choices. But just, you know, if a quarterback tosses a touchdown and doesn't throw, I mean, Foles was terrible, terrible. I don't know. No, go Pickens. You can't start Nick Foles. You just can't do it. You can't do it.
And let us know, at Zeta, if it is, if you do mean Pickett, just tweet us back. Cause I reread his tweet. It does say Pickens there. Moving on, got a question here from Michael C. Kelly, which two in PPR, Juju, DJ Moore, Pacheco, Latavius Murray, or Alan Lazard?
I'd still go Moore and Juju here.
There we go. We got a question, a bunch actually, from our pal Daniel Gonzalez. The first one is Jacoby Myers, Adam Thielen, or Dawson Knox in half point PPR?
I'm probably going to go Jacoby Myers here. Yeah, and Myers.
Then another question involving Dawson Knox from Daniel. Any reason to start Dawson Knox over Darren Waller, obviously without Derek Carr?
I would. I'd start Dawson Knox over Darren Waller because we don't, I mean, yes, maybe because he's a tight end and young quarterbacks often target their tight ends. There is that argument. But it's San Francisco. It's just not going to go well. It's not going to go well. So yeah, Dawson Knox is a member of the, maybe the second best, maybe the best offense. And so just Knox.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't trust Jarrett Stidham, although a ton of people will probably say I don't trust Brock Purdy either. So we see how that worked out.
Absolutely.
Back to quarterbacks here. Question from Rick Cameron, Rodgers or Herbert?
God, I mean, Herbert has disappointed us so much the last few weeks. It's really hard to say to start him, but I am. I'm going to say ride with Herbert one more time. I think he's going to have a lot to play for when they're both in their home stadium. And I think there's a lot to prove when it's a game between the Rams and the Chargers right here. So I think, you know, and they want to lock up that playoff spot. And, you know, I'm going to go Herbert. That being said, you know, both are good options.
Yeah, especially Rodgers knowing it's on the line there. We have a question from Brian Mapes. It's half point PPR eliminator pool. Cam Akers, Brian Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Jeudy, or Tyler Allgeier?
Okay, since it's an eliminator and you can save Cam Akers, who I believe has an even better matchup next week. Let me just check.
See, by the way, the Cam Akers stuff too is like and how he's like a top five back in the second half of this year after we rallied against him all year long. Is he did it last year too. It's just the classic Cam Akers move.
Yeah. So he's well, not last year, it was 2 years ago. Last year he's right. done. So,
yeah.
I would save Cam Akers, believe it or not, because he seems to be the motor in that offense. And he has two amazing matchups in the Charger in Seattle. But Jerry Jeudy, his matchup doesn't get much better than versus Kansas City. So since it's an eliminator, I'd probably play Jeudy this week and save Akers.
Right. And then we have a question here from Chick DeVono asking starting Diggs and Amon-Ra St. Brown and T. Higgins, should I start DeAndre Hopkins? Oh, sorry. So DeAndre Hopkins is the sit. And then would you stick with Diggs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, T. Higgins?
Yeah, I would.
And then part two, quarterback, starting Trevor Lawrence asking, should I pick up Carson Wentz even just for bench points?
No.
Wesley McKinney as a running back question, Ramondre Stevenson, or his other option is Michael Carter.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Well, sticking with the theme of Ramondre Stevenson, at Ty Bauman is asking, start 2 of 4, Ramondre Stevenson, Cam Akers, David Montgomery, Jarek McKinnon.
Ooh. I think it's, okay, so Ramondre Stevenson and Cam Akers is who I'm going to go with. Those are great options. McKinnon is the other one I'm interested in. David Montgomery also has a good matchup. Oh, man. I'm assuming it's PPR, and that's why I'm weighting McKinnon a little bit higher there. But let's go Ramondre Stevenson. Let's go Ramondre Stevenson and Jarek McKinnon.
Okay, and he's a part two here for quarterback, Trevor Lawrence or Justin Herbert, who's a very popular guy with all the questions.
Get Trevor Lawrence here. It's just going to be a little bit more stable floor for you.
And this looks like our last question, a good question here by Ben Kelly. Should we worry about defense, the special teams in Week 17 with a lot of teams that have meaningless games?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know how much there is you can do. Obviously, you're not going to be able to go grab the San Francisco defense. If you can, obviously you do that. Interesting ones might be, I mean, New England's probably gone. That defense is probably gone. You know, I don't know who you could grab that's going to be so great. I don't think there's any smash things that are available yet. Yeah, it might be tough to start the Titans defense this week. I wouldn't if I could avoid it. But what we're probably planning on this week is 4 to 6 points from your defense, from most defenses this week. I don't think we're going to see that are available, that are available, because the top defenses are already rostered.
And even like you may get lucky with, you know, a team like the Giants is probably not a must start defense every week.
Actually,
but then you're getting like a guy like Nick Foles, maybe be on the waiver wire, picks a team like that up.
I have to be quiet now. We have to answer other questions. Sal, turn off this podcast right now. Don't pick up the Giants. No reason.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't think Giants are an ad.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. You guys tweet me later for your defense questions. Tomorrow we'll be fine after waivers run. All right. We did it. Eddie.
We did a lot of questions. Thank you to all those that wrote in. Hopefully we win you your league, and please let us know if you do. And then, and then we could celebrate online together.
We will, or we can celebrate in person.
Yes.
On January 8th, which would be awesome. This has been a phenomenal week. Now, don't forget, if you can't celebrate with us in person, you can play with us at extrapoints.com/arcade, and you can help pick these games, the winners of these games. Our competition is still running. It goes all the way through week 18. And then I believe it starts over, or do we keep going through playoffs with our tallies?
I know we definitely have graphics for the playoff matchups. I'm not positive on what we've done in years past with the total records, but we definitely will continue to pick games.
Yeah, we'll definitely continue to pick games, and you will be able to still play with us at extrapoints.com arcade. It's a free entry. You can win $100 if you get the most picks right that week. You can also play in our prop quiz and win a golden hat.
Yeah. And then we're only a few days away from January. Obviously, come January, early in January, we will have a January prop culture quiz that will be released too, like we do every month. And joining that as well to also win a prize. And that one is very, very fun. Difficult, but very fun.
I can't believe this season is over already.
It flew. This year with an added game and everything, it's still extended, but it still flies by. It is crazy. I guess we're lucky that we have our actual teams root for in the playoff race, and we have to look forward to. But in this this tough fantasy season, I just felt like part of it dragged along because of how you're like, I got to find the right guys. Everyone is a backup quarterback. My guys are playing like third strings, and it all of a sudden like a quick snap, and all of a sudden we're like here.
All the other years recently, I feel like we blamed it on injuries and COVID. There were so many weird things, and then we finally got this year where there weren't going to be any COVID games and COVID lists, and it was just weird.
Yeah, and also we're close. Dave always points out quarterback saturation, finding 32 guys who could play, and you think across the league, there are pretty good options with every team. And now we're literally down to like half the league.
Like there's like 10 that you feel comfortable starting.
And then even some of those guys aren't even good. Yeah, exactly.
Who would you even start? I mean, like Patrick Mahomes, you can start confidently. Joe Burrow, you can start confidently. Josh Allen, you can start confidently. Jalen Hurts, you can start confidently. I think you can now start Trevor Lawrence confidently. Then it gets tricky. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields is a question mark. Justin Herbert has become a question mark.
It's been before he gets injured. It's been a very roller coaster up and down. Yep.
I mean, it's been crazy. We'll talk more about it, obviously. In the meantime, you guys, a lot of things are going to be changing. So some of the things that we said on this pod will even change before Sunday's games. There will be more news. There will be injuries. You got to stay up on that. Remember, it is not a bad idea to pick up players to block your opponent, because you don't need to have a deep bench anymore. So if you see a news story that might affect something like a defense, that's a specific, it's a great example, and that defense is available, drop your backup running back that you're not going to use and just block your opponent if you're allowed to make moves. If you're allowed to make moves, that is legal. If you're not allowed to make moves, then you can't. And but otherwise, all's fair in love and fantasy football.
It's great advice. I agree. Yeah. Do that. If your rosters aren't locked, go do that.
Go do it. All right, everybody. We wish you the best of luck. We cannot wait to hear. Please let us know when you win. We're going to celebrate with you. In the meantime, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next year.